É muito triste. Foi assim que me senti.
Thank you very much. This wraps up the last question in the second round. We've gone on for almost 6 hours. I deduce.
Very well.
Please. You will have 3 minutes and not 1 second more. We'll take this in turn. We'll start with Chega. And we'll try not to have two MPs from the same party speaking. Fleet Mail, 3 minutes. Madam CEO, you will have 3 minutes for each answer, but this time is up to you. So we're almost done. Very briefly. Thank you for being here. To this day, this was the first hearing where we received some information. In the previous two, there was always an excuse not to answer our questions. So I'd like to thank you for being such an earnest presence. I hope that you stay on track, and please feel free to take note of my questions. The Minister of Finance and the Minister of Infrastructure, these ministers' position, and you've said as much, that tarnished your personal and professional image. Do you have any comment? Do you think they acted as statesmen? Or do you think they acted as mediocre people, which should not happen when considering the role, the importance of this company to our country? Second question, and because you didn't answer before, whether or not you will go to court to claim some compensation. I'd like to know if this is a crime against the state by Minister Fernando Medina and João Galamba to have the Portuguese state sentenced to pay compensation, which can be up to 5 or 6 times higher than that paid to Alexandre Reis, with one additional problem. As far as we know, the restructuring plan was being followed like these ministries had requested. And furthermore, you had managed to anticipate profits to 2022, profits foreseen to 2025. So let's presume that you will go to court and fight this position taken by these two ministries. My question is, when in court, will you add anything more than what you've said to us regarding Fernando Medina and João Galamba? In finishing, let me ask once more, has any of these ministers, in conversation with you, did they ever ask you for secrecy? Bernardo Blanc, 3 minutes. Previously, you said that you have two non-executive positions in two other companies, but this was part of your contract and your agreement with the government. Your contract was signed by Ramiro Sequeira and Alexandre Reis, and it says that the government was part of the negotiation of this contract. And having these two non-executive positions, is this not a breach of the exclusivity agreement in the Portuguese public manager? I'm not an attorney, but since you have your lawyers with you, maybe you can ask them. But that's all. Thank you for being here with us today for almost 7 hours. There's consistent performance since you took on this job. You've acted like a private manager. And you have said to us that these were normal actions when managing a private company. And this administration was under the statute of the public manager, and some things they couldn't do because of this, the statute of public manager. You said that you didn't know, and in fact, you didn't care about the statute of the public manager, and you said that you only found out because of this controversy that brought us here, and that you didn't know and you didn't care what was the legal status of the public corporate regulation. And if you had known, then you wouldn't have paid it. You wouldn't have cared about the audit, the lawyer's audit. You also said that you were never told what the statute was that applied to you. And you said that almost all decisions you made because you were counseled by these third-party lawyers. My question is, did anyone ever mention to you that you were a public manager and that you were managing a company that was a public company? And this is the main question, because if you managed that as if it were a private company, and if the government, according to what you said, was an accomplice in these practices to act in TAP as a private company, when, if ever, did someone tell you that, oh, be careful, because this is not a private company and it cannot be run as a private company? Just two questions. I'd like to re-ask a question. You had a complicated relationship with Alexandre Reis, who had a difficult relationship with the CEO and the CFO. And how do you see her relationship with the Secretary of Treasury? How did this relationship work out? Was there ever any... What can you tell us about Alexandre Reis becoming the Secretary of State of the Treasury? Evercore was the company selected to follow up on the privatization of TAP. It was not the cheapest proposal. We know it would have cost 6 million. JP Morgan had a proposal of 4.2 million, and it's a big difference. I would like you to tell us, in the meeting of the board, when this was decided, members of the board did not agree. They asked questions, and some of them decided that they didn't agree, but because it was the CEO's option, they would provide the benefit of doubt. I'm talking about Ana Lehmann and Patricio Ramos. They abstained, and João Duarte, he made a statement saying that he hoped that it was possible to bring the price down because it would be better for the company. Evercore has started working already on market prospection, and since there's no contract was signed, has Evercore been paid? Has TAP paid Evercore anything, or are they working pro bono?
Thank you. Can you please sit so that we can work well all? Nuno Aragão, Socialist Party. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is very simple. During this hearing, you used an expression that I took note. Can you hear us now? So, during this hearing, you used an expression I liked. So, without any interpretation of what happened later, that's the purpose of this committee, my question is simple. What is the zero moment or zero patient in this process? That is to say, when for the first time came up the idea to dismiss or to move away Alexandre Reis, and who made this suggestion for the first time? Thank you, MP Carneiro. Thank you, Chair. I greet my colleagues and the engineer Christine Urmier-Weidener. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Now, the first question I'd like to ask you is the following. The CFO of TAP, when he was here, he said that he was asked to calculate the holidays of Alexandre Reis, and we didn't know why he was asked to calculate this holiday allowance, the vacation allowance. Do you know why was he supposed to make this calculation? Why should he make this calculation about her holidays? And when he was asked to calculate this was on the 25th of January 2022. Can you confirm this date? And the CFO also said that this question was not asked to the HR. And why wasn't it asked to the HR? Now, this is my first questions then. Taking into account that the whole process also questions the reputation of the state and how the members of government have managed the process and the reputation of TAP at a time so difficult for the company. Now, after having been dismissed on primetime TV without a fair trial, did you get any reactions, any support from other, from your colleagues from other companies such as Star Alliance that were surprised with what happened and shocked? And the information that was publicized in the media, are they real or not? And what information are these? Because if your dismissal is shown to be without just cause, then you may be entitled to a compensation around 3 to 4 million euros. Do you confirm this, even if this is not a strict value? Are we talking about values in the order of 3 to 4 million euros that TAP or the state may have to pay you as a compensation? Because this is important to us to assess the responsibility of government members of government. And then the last question, if the privatization process which is